with Martin Bester.
Ach, Steve.
Is she wakker? Is she slaan met ons? So last night they released the latest hijacking insights and research that they've done, some figures. We'll put this on our blog for you. You can have a look there. I'll mention a couple of them. For instance, there's an increase in hostage taking, which is horrible.
Wow.
Increase of spiking of drinks in order to take advantage of unsuspecting victims and vehicle theft. Sly methods, you go read all about that on our blog as well, jacarandafm.com. This is the interesting part for me, is when do you think most hijackings take place? Which day of the week and which time of the day? If you think to yourself, have you ever thought about that?
Not on weekends. Friday.
Friday morning, 11 till 1.
Really?
Yeah. Followed by 8 to 11 at night.
On a Friday.
Most common times for hijackings.
Sure.
Thefts, meanwhile, also likely to occur on Saturdays between 12 and 2. See, that's when you're the least suspecting, I think.
Yeah.
12 and 2 on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open. Mm-hmm. You're more chilled. Mm-hmm. Wash the car, left the car. I don't know. But it's just thieves are getting slyer. They are checking us out. They are following all these trends. They know when you're at your weakest.
Yes.
When you're distracted.
When your car's standing at the mall, just chilling there.
This is very interesting stuff. I mean, especially if you're living in the biggest cities in South Africa, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Cape Town, even, go to have a look at these latest stats. They're brand new. They're fresh off the research. And they'll be on our blog on Breakfast with Martin Bester, the blog on jacarandafm.com. Frightening stuff. It really, really is. I'm just hoping that these stats get to the police, right?
Yes.
Like, it's fine for us to know. Like, when they put up a board, hijacking hotspot, I'm like, you know so much about it, you even put up a board.
Yeah.
It's always weird for me when that's there, but there are no blue lights or anything.
We know about it. The person who put up the board knows about it. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why is a size, let's say, 34, what are women's sizes?
Yeah,
8 or 10?
Depends, yeah.
It's not the same from store to store.
Yeah.
A medium is not a medium anymore. A medium is subjective.
Yes.
Some clothing stores, a medium would be a small.
Some clothing stores, I'm a medium. And then some clothing stores, my mom's a medium. I'm like, this makes no sense.
In some stores, I'm a 4. And in other, I'm a 10.
That's too big. That's a big range.
Yeah, it's not even a 4 or anything. A 6.
No.
4, 10.
Yeah.
So it comes down to what they call vanity sizing.
Oh.
They're taking a couple of things into consideration these days when they come up with the sizes. They've realized that some people, mostly women apparently, don't like to admit that they are a different size.
Yeah.
So now if you were a medium today and then after winter you also want to still be a medium, so they've just made it a little bit bigger or smaller, whatever the case may be. A couple of things they take into account. How annoying is that? What does Alma say? Sorry, it's like in plackers, like letterlijk, I get t-shirts to make us, but the medium is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have double XL t-shirts.
Yeah. And this happens within one chain store. So if they have different brands, I am literally like, it's like a 3-size jump from one brand to the other.
Mm-mm.
What's that about? Have you noticed that?
Got something you want to say? Yeah. Well, we want to hear it. Talk to us on
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Join the conversation at
Jack of Breakfast.